Plenty of challenges lie ahead for the people of Basra, the largest city in southern Iraq. Electrical service is patchy, hospitals are still short on supplies, and security isn't what it could be. Many Basra residents say they're afraid to go out at night. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Basra, there's one overwhelming concern that trumps all the others.
In Basra, everywhere you go, people plead or sign for water, children and adults alike. The traffic police may have returned to work, the markets may be open, the food may be plentiful, if expensive, but the main concern of most residents is finding clean water to drink. The arrival of three water trucks in the Al-Markazi neighborhood late this morning almost started a riot. Hundreds of people carrying all kinds of containers crammed into a neighborhood square, jockeying for position in front of the trucks. British soldiers were on hand to keep the frenzied crowd from turning into a mob. One resident, Tariq Nouri, was grateful to see the trucks, the first water delivery in the neighborhood in weeks.
When the war starts, we know that the war starts. We storage in our house some liters of the fresh water. This day, all of the water became empty. We have not any drop of the fresh water from the 20th March.
This shipment was organized by UNICEF, which brings tankers each day from neighboring Kuwait. The U.S. and British militaries bring water from Kuwait daily as well. UNICEF's Glenn Kerrigan says today's reception at Al-Markazi was relatively tame, considering.
Well, generally when we first go to an area, the people are obviously quite distressed from lack of water and they're not sure that you're going to come again. So there's a great deal of anxiety about making sure they don't miss out. So it tends to be much more disorderly and aggressive than once you've started to go there regularly.
British officers say Saddam Hussein's men sabotaged the city's water supply as they withdrew. Even where there is water, it's not fit to drink. The situation is made worse by the fact that roughly half of Basra's 1 million residents didn't have access to piped water to begin with. In many Shia neighborhoods, water was tanked in during Saddam Hussein's time as a way of controlling and sometimes punishing the Shia. Efforts to restore the city's water supply and get more tankers in on a regular basis are underway. Right now, says British Major Duncan McSporran, the biggest threat to the city is cholera.
The sewage system in the local area is particularly poor and is almost inextricably linked with the places where the locals will get their water from if they don't have a fresh sweet water supply. And if cholera were to get a grip in this area, I think it would devastate the community.
Aid agencies have been critical of the US and British militaries for not anticipating such a problem. Major McSporran says those agencies could take a much more active role in helping deal with the problem. He says they may be staying away for reasons other than security.
I believe there's a political agenda there at work, and I think that the United Nations Security Organization, which is advising the NGOs, is giving them misguided information. Certain of the NGOs are being advised that this is a highly hostile environment for them to work in, so as a result they're not even dipping their toes in the pool to find out, and that is a little bit frustrating.
Security is still far from perfect, but many residents say it is improving a little bit every day. More clean water will help maintain the goodwill many here feel toward the U.S. and British forces. Continued shortages or outbreaks of illness won't. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Basra.